It's pure coincidence that three professional theater companies are putting up Shakespeare's work all at once in a sort of springtime big bard bonanza. All three produce Shakespeare from time to time as part of their regular seasons, but no one conspired to offer Philadelphians an Elizabethan feast. That's what it is, though. Producing Shakespeare can be a good deal for a stage company. He died 401 years ago, so there's no family around to collect royalties. And there's no one to sue you if you edit him down, a standard practice by directors for modern audiences. Plus, he brings in all those school kids, mostly to extra performances in the morning, a boon to the box office as well as to students and teachers. But that's all icing. The cake is Shakespeare himself. The galloping plots, the enormous range of emotional baggage his plays pack, and right now in Philadelphia, the two productions I've seen set extraordinary bars that they reach. That's some original music by Alex Bechtel from Arden Theater's A Midsummer Night's Dream, the giddy comedy produced so often around the country, you'd think no one could find anything new in it. But that's the magic of great theater. I've seen A Midsummer Night's Dream more times than I can remember, yet never like the Arden show that Matt Pfeiffer inventively directs. Full of music the cast plays and sings, sophisticated comic interpretations, and high-level physicality. Mary Twilmanen leads with her spunky, irresistible portrayal of the sprite Puck, and everyone has a great time bringing the play alive. Not far from the Arden in Center City, Lantern Theater Company offers Shakespeare of a completely different sort. His play Coriolanus, about the so-named warrior forced into Roman politics, has unseemly connections to our times. And the production, directed by Lantern Theater's leader Charles McMahon, exploits them forcefully. When there's action in the Roman marketplace, we see it both on stage and broadcast onto the walls as breaking news live from station SPQR. As the people turn against Coriolanus and the city's tribunes spread what amounts to fake news, this play about hubris and revenge is almost unbearably current. Yet Shakespeare wrote every word, beautifully delivered from a sparkling cast headed by Robert Lyons as Coriolanus. The city's third concurrent Shakespeare production is in Mount Airy, where Quintessence Theater Group is staging Love's Labor's Lost, about schoolboys who make a questionable pact to stop chasing women and tend to their studies. All three shows run to about the middle of the month. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.